In his message to the nation last December the 31st, President Paul Biya announced the special recruitment of close to 10,000 health workers over the next 5 years. In today's viewpoint, Kevin Bunda says while the presidential measure is expected to reduce youth unemployment and improve patient care, the attainment of set goals will require that, on the one hand, the young people to be recruited put the country above every other interest, and on the other hand, working conditions are improved.
President Paul Biya has announced the special recruitment of 9,944 health workers over 5 years. This special recruitment initiative, as the head of state pointed out in his last message to the nation, is going to significantly reduce unemployment among graduates in the health sector and also help improve patient care in a country where the patient doctor or patient nurse ratio reportedly still leaves a lot to be desired. The presidential measure is coming at a time when worries are being expressed here and there about the number of health workers who are leaving the country in search of greener pastures abroad. This in spite of efforts made to enhance healthcare delivery in Cameroon through the universal health coverage, the construction of modern regional hospital centers, and the upgrading of existing technical facilities, as seen of late in major towns like Betwa, Ebolova, Ngaoundere, Garoua, and Maroua. By the way, the government has been spending huge sums of money yearly to train medical doctors, nurses, and other health professionals. While the decision to recruit 9,944 health workers over 5 years is being highly acclaimed nationwide, especially among unemployed graduates of the health sector and the population at large who are looking forward with much expectations, the big question is, are those to be recruited going to stay put and render effective services to the population? Judging from the number, which is very precise, that is 9,944 health workers to be recruited over 5 years, there is no iota of doubt that a needs assessment has been done. This means that if any of those to be recruited were to only secure a service number in the public service and then disappear thereafter, the problem may hardly find a lasting solution. As a matter of fact, it is high time the young graduates to be recruited thought of the sacrifices the country has made for their training as well as the various oaths they took. For its part, the government, while counting on the sense and feeling of patriotism of the would-be recruits, must not lose sight of the fact that in a society in which the cost of living is steadily on the rise, it definitely takes more than patriotism for effective services to be rendered. This calls for incentives and better working conditions that can prevent many a worker from thinking of any other option.
Kelvin Bunda, editorialist, station manager, CRTV, Adamawa.